I started in 1983, so a three-year nurse training course at a time when nurse training was based in the hospital. So unlike now, as it's in a university, at that time you were based in a school of nursing which would be situated on site with your hospital, so you very much belonged to your hospital. But at that particular time, St Albans and the QE2 shared their training. So if you started at St Albans Hospital, you did your middle year at the QE2 and then went back and did your final year at St Albans. And if you started at QE2, you did your first year at QE2 and came back and did your final year at the QE. So they shared their cohorts. So I went there for my second year as a student nurse. I'm trying to remember which wards I was on. I know I definitely did theatres there. So I remember theatres very well because I don't think I was cut out to be a theatre nurse at all. So I was a bit of a loss, really, because you didn't have patients to talk to. It was very different to being on the wards. And it was run by... There was a theatre sister there, or I guess she was the manager, and I don't remember her name. She was a much older woman, but she'd been there for a long time, and she really sort of ruled it with an iron fist, both consultants, the operating department assistants, the ODAs, students and the nurses. So she was very much the sort of the lead person within the theatres, and it was always her that decided who went where and who did what. And she always sort of designated people. She used to say to students things like, oh, you'll be the anaesthetic queen for today, or you'll be third theatre queen. I don't know why she used that expression, but it was always about, you know, that's where you're going to be for today, and that's where you'll be linked in. But somebody was always the queen of this and the queen of that. So she was, I remember, as nice, but she was strict and she was very much in command. So I remember, certainly it's what I remember about theatres.
How many people were in your set?
It's fairly small, so not like today, where today, you know, in our adult nurse, you have maybe 300 student nurses. So it was probably about maybe 15, 18, and then probably the same on the QE2 side. So overall, it was probably no more than 30, 32, something like that. All girls, there were no boys, and although you don't have many males nurses now, you do sort of have more than you did then. So that was a time when, if, for example, we went to our midwifery allocation, which I also did over there, the boys basically sat outside. You know, there was no real place for a male nurse to be doing midwifery, you know, because that was girl stuff. But there were no male students with us. It is different now, but at that time, you had male and surgical ward, male or female surgicals, male or female medicine. So whereas the female students went with both men and women, the male students were always pointed at the male patients, something which has changed hugely now because you have mixed wards too. So it was different. The maternity wards, as it was to, I think when it closed, it was still the same. Maternity wards were at the top, and then the medical wards, there was Digswell and Datchworth and the cardiac care unit, and the children's ward was down on the ground floor. So I think that was much the same as it was in its later years, the setup. The back of the hospital looked out. Actually, it was lovely. It had sort of a lawned area, and then there was trees and grass. It wasn't massive, but when you looked out the, if you like, the back side of the hospital, you there was a really nice little outlook there. And if you worked nights in the early hours of the morning, you know, you'd see that you'd occasionally see little muntjac deer out there. You know, and in the evening you see the rabbits. So although obviously, you know, not every patient's by a window or even able to look out, there was this really nice sort of outlook. Whereas on the other side, because you looked out to the front, you had the driveway down and the various buildings and the car park, and so it's not really quite so nice. Actually, I'd forgotten. So you're going to have to unravel this now. I was there before that as a nursing assistant. At that time, you couldn't be what's now called a healthcare assistant in a general hospital until you were 18. But you could go into psychiatry at 17 and a half. So I'd been in psychiatry at 17 and a half, and a year on I decided to do my general training in my local hospital. So QE2 and St Albans were my local hospitals. And I went there to get some experience first, and I worked on the children's ward. So I was probably there for probably less than a year in the end before I started my training, but actually that was my first contact there. So I worked on the children's ward, and at that time there were two ward sisters, and it was at a time where I suppose children's care was, there were things that were different that I remember now never went on to be a children's nurse, but things like nappy buckets. So they'd be unheard of now, but in each side room you had a clean and the dirty nappy bucket with, believe it or not, you know, liquid in it, you know, which now from the health and safety point of view, there would have been a cleaning liquid in it. And my job as the nursing assistant then was to, if I was allocated to that end of the ward where all the small rooms, single rooms were, would be to collect up the buckets daily, empty, clean them, put them in the solution or dry them and then return them to the room. So it's a particularly lovely part of the job. And if you were at the other end of the ward, those were the little bay areas, so there were probably around about 4 children per bay, and that would be a different kind of care again. And as a nursing assistant, you're obviously there just to support the qualified nurses. The two sisters were very different, and again, one was the senior sister, was very much the in charge, knew everything, every, you know, absolutely had the final say on everything. The other one was very much the junior sister, and only when the senior sister was away did the junior sister get to flex her muscle. And as a nursing assistant, there were probably several of us on the ward, and we did things like setting up steam tents for children with breathing difficulties, which involved getting lots of ice from the ice making machine. And you set up a steam tent, you put ice in the back, and you know, it's like a motor that runs, and then that delivers steam into the tent, and the child is essentially in a cot in a tent, and the steam helps to ease their breathing. So lots of kids came in with croup and things like that. So our job would be very much around sorting out equipment, and very unlike now, which is much more hands-on for healthcare assistants, then it was very clear that the nurses did the nursing and the nursing assistants were there to clean, to sort out, to make cups of tea for parents, to just support the kind of smooth running of the ward. But I did have, there was a little baby that had been there a long time, his name is Ian, and he had brain damage when he was born, and that had affected his ability to feed properly and to swallow. He was quite severely impaired, and he took an awful long time to feed. He had to have very thickened feeds to help him feed, and it took a long, long time. And I always fed Ian. I was always allocated, I never mind to do it, but you know, I was allocated to feed him, because I think it took other people away from the ward for too long. So as a nursing assistant, you know, I can remember sitting there for long periods of time nursing this little, doing the feeding of this little baby boy.